Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Finding the right tool that works for your body sometimes requires trying different complementary medicines designed to complement what Western medicine offers and not replace it. Linda Heyer, in her new book, Turn Pain Off, offers readers the opportunity to try and address pain from the comfort of their homes. Linda believes that our body is energy, and with tapping into and moving the energy, our bodies can be stimulated to heal from many types of conditions, including pain. Linda has worked within the National Health Service in the UK for 40 years. Her career spanning operating room experience and nurse and performance management. During her career, she became interested in studying energy medicine, gaining an advanced certificate in emotional freedom technique and an MSc in traditional Chinese medicine acupuncture through the York College. She combined her knowledge and expertise in her clinic sessions as a Chinese medicine acupuncturist. She also taught Introduction to Western Medicine for multinational students at Ningbo University in China. Linda Heyer, author of Turn Pain Off, our guest on This Week in America. Linda, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Such an important discussion because so many people go through life with pain, some thinking this is just something I have to live with. You're offering hope to many people, and you started in the book talking about the course of our daily lives. We put a great deal of stress on our bodies, don't we? We create a lot of our problems, it appears, by our lifestyle.
We do, and we're not always undertaking the correct lifestyle for our body type.
And talk about that. Well, in fact, you do in the book, and we'll give you information on where the book is, that you can actually start really helping yourself and get through some of these situations. Talk about why you decided to write the book. I mentioned the many years that you've had working in the medical field. Obviously, you saw a need to help people that weren't getting the relief they were looking for.
Yeah, I think having worked in the health service and through my practice, there was just so many people suffering from pain. And it's just terrible to see that sort of thing going on day in, day out. I have myself been through a period where I was suffering from a lot of pain from neuralgia, so I really feel for these people. I really want to try and bring something for them that they feel they might be able to do themselves, or at least guide them down other routes to try and get some pain relief.
The book we're talking about is Turn Pain Off. Linda Heyer, that's H-E-H-I-R, is the author. The book's available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link on directly to that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One thing that you talk about, I mentioned in the beginning, the concept of body being energy. Talk about that and why that's so important and maybe finding some relief.
Well, in Chinese medicine, if I put it that way, they talk a lot about the energy or the qi of the body. And it's the flow of all that energy that's going through your body. And if it becomes blocked or disrupted or broken in some way, then you can end up dealing with pain. The pain could be caused by a blockage, or it can be caused by heat that's being either introduced internally through diet in some cases, or by some environmental thing, or like sort of catching some sort of virus or something, and that produces heat in the body. So it's important to try and get that balance and that movement going back in the body to free all that up and to move those toxins that get caught in our bodies and release them to externally.
And you've actually seen amazing results through your career and practice, haven't you, where this has really worked and turned lives around for people?
Yes, and it does. Once people feel that they've got some relief from pain, it makes a huge difference to them. Because pain, when you're suffering from pain, particularly people that are suffering from chronic type pain that just goes on and on and on and on forever, it affects their mood, obviously, and they can often become depressed, and then it becomes quite a cycle that the more they get depressed, the more negative they become, the more pain they start to feel.
In the book, you offer some lifestyle tips, and we'll do that before we get to the end of the program. The book is called Turn Pain Off, How to Alleviate Your Musculoskeletal Pain Using Trigger Point Relief Technique. This is the second edition. It's very easy to use, a self-help guide, a lot of pictures. Linda guides you through the process. Let's talk about trigger point relief technique. Exactly what is that and how does that work?
Well, our bodies can sometimes react to being over-exercised or being stretched too much or the strain or repetitive jobs. And when that happens, parts of the muscle can seize up. And the blood flow and the nervous system that goes through there can get contracted and tight, with the muscle being contracted around it. And that in itself causes pain. And you can feel, quite often you can feel these trigger points in your body, because it feels like a lump under the surface of the skin within the muscle itself. And if you can actually release that trigger point, and I've given detail as to how to do that in my book, then that can help ease that pain. Sometimes the pain that you're feeling is at a distance away from where the trigger point is. So it's not always where you would suspect the trigger point to be as to where the pain is. Sometimes you have to feel around a bit further distant from that area to find that actual trigger point. And you can have a number of different trigger points at different times for the same pain.
And you explain that and show that, illustrate that in the book, Turn Pain Off. And that's interesting, because so often we figure where we sense the pain is where the pain is. And you're saying that's not necessarily the case. It could be some point different that we really need to find the origin of the pain.
Correct. Yeah. Because there's a thing called referred pain in the body. So that's where you need to find where the origin of the pain is, where that trigger point is.
And it's interesting, people oftentimes will feel relief from pain, but improved mobility as well. Talk about that. Sometimes we don't understand the long-range ramifications of pain. It does impair our mobility, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And if you think about it, if you've got one contracted muscle that's not relaxing as it should be, and muscles should contract and relax, but if this muscle is tight, or even a part of this muscle is tight, it's holding the whole muscle tight, it's pulling on the tendons on either end of the muscle, but it's also connected to other muscles. So therefore you're getting a tightness in other muscles being caused by that pull that you're getting on that from that muscle, the contracted muscle. And then as that starts to pull, things stiffen up more and your mobility is altered. Sometimes if it's a hip thing and a hip muscle, then you might feel that one leg is a bit shorter than the others, and that's putting the whole balance and equilibrium of your body out of balance. So it's important to try and release those muscles so they will relax as they should do normally, so that you can get your balance and your equilibrium of your body.
The easy-to-use self-help guide is Turn Pain Off. The author is Linda Hair, that's H-E-H-I-R. You'll find it at bookventure.com in their bookstore. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get the information. This is the second edition, Turn Pain Off, How to Alleviate Your Musculoskeletal Pain Using Trigger Point Relief Technique. You focus in the book on the upper body, and I understand the principles there applied to help relieve pain in other parts of the body as well.
Correct. It's the same principle. If you've got a trigger point, no matter where it is in the body, it's the same principle of how to try and release it. And there's certain parts of the body, if you have a trigger point in the neck, I wouldn't advocate that you try and release that yourself. I would advocate that you get a practitioner, that's an acupuncturist or a sports massage person, to be able to help relieve that for you, because in the neck, you're very close to major vessels that are running down through your neck.
Yes, and you know, the trigger point is so fascinating. How do these develop?
Through daily activity, depending what you're doing, even over-exercising, over-stretching, If you twist yourself in an awkward position, you know, if you're out walking in the hills and you stumble and you could just fall on an arm, you can cause trigger points by all sorts of things. And even in your daily workplace, depending on what your activities you're doing.
You know, in the book, you talk about stretching, doing stretches. Talk about the benefit of that and how that can maybe prevent the pain from occurring in the first place.
Well, correct. Once you've got a trigger point and you have managed to release it, it's important to keep your muscle supple. And that's what stretching helps to do. Now, there's all types of different forms of stretching. But in the morning, you can do self-stretching when you get out of bed. Go for a shower. You could be stretching in the shower. The shower helps to soften the muscle because of the warmth of the shower. Good time to stretch. But, you know, but there are other types of stretches where you could go to yoga or Pilates to help keep those muscles supple and moving as they should.
You know, I mentioned some of the lifestyle. We talked about that with stretches. You even go into the way we sleep can have an impact on pain and creating trigger points. What is the best way to go about sleeping so that we're not aggravating the problem or creating a problem?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of information about sleeping, but it depends on your own body. But lying on your side is not necessarily good. It's best to be lying on your back because it's important to keep your spine and neck in alignment to stop from being twisted awkwardly in bed.
Yes.
And when you're lying on your side, you're depending on your pillow height, your head may be dipped down or actually pushed up. And that is then putting tension on your neck on one side, and that can cause trigger points as well. And plus, you're lying on a shoulder, and that's not necessarily, that can cause disruption to the balance of your body as well.
And those illustrations are in the book, Turn Pain Off. You also talk about working at the desk and computer work, which so many of us get involved with. And that really adds to our pain problem, doesn't it?
It does, particularly if you already have a trigger point. You're not helping the trigger point. It's important to make sure that your posture is correct. And when you're sitting at any point, actually, it's better to have your knees slightly lower than your actual hips. And that helps keep your spine and back straight. Also, make sure that your arms are not too high off the desk when you're doing computer work. There are devices that can use to help support your wrists while you're doing that. But always to take rest periods. Just stop for 3 minutes even. You know, I know in a busy workplace, you don't have time always just to go off and do something. But then get up, just do a couple of stretches, and then you can go back into it again.
I have just changed the way I am sitting. Actually, you have helped me out as I'm changing this now. It's like, okay, maybe that's why that hurts when I've been sitting at the desk for 3 or 4 hours. So great information you'll find in the book, Turn Pain Off. And you also talk about meditation. Talk about the role that plays.
Well, I believe that you have the capability to help heal your body. And meditation is a good way of doing that. And there's many forms of meditation. But the one I particularly like is that I know a lot of meditation, you think that you just shut your mind off. Actually, you don't necessarily need to shut your mind off completely. The one I like personally is I just visualize myself in a really lovely lagoon, just lying with beautiful sunny weather and things, and it's got a big pool, a big pond, and I go into the pond and have a swim. And when I'm in the swimming, I'm saying to myself, every cell in my body is healing or healed. Every cell in my body is healthy. And that in itself can help train your unconscious mind to take note of that and start trying the start the healing process for your body. I believe in positive thinking.
And the role that plays in helping us get through life and deal with the pain of life. And what you're talking about in the book is really designed, isn't it, to complement what Western medicine offers. Not replace it, but this is a complement to what we have out there.
Absolutely. I'm not advocating in any way to stop going to your GP or what we call general practitioners and getting their advice and things. But this is just to help complement and give you the power to empower you to try and do things that can help yourself.
And it's helped so many people. It's a easy-to-use self-help guide. It's called Turn Pain Off, How to Alleviate Your Musculoskeletal Pain Using Trigger Point Relief Technique. The author is Linda Heyer. That's H-E-H-I-R. You'll find the book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. You can link on directly information on the book and order it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Linda, a pleasure having you on the program. So much great information in the book. It's easy to read. It's easy to follow. I love the illustrations. I'm sitting up better now. I have better posture than I did 5 minutes ago. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
You're welcome, Rick, and thank you for inviting me along.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book, Turn Pain Off. Linda Heyer is the author. You'll find information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.